This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the quickening is here. I have to get prepared for the broadcast. We have the most important news ever that we're going to break on the other side. They have publicly put out their coup plans. That means they plan to go operational. This is your family, the Republic, the whole world, in the greatest peril ever. Ever. Trump and the American people stand in the way of the globalist takeover. Now let's go to this report. This is a real report. With Amazon now launching drones in your house to surveil you, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Alexa Ring Home Surveillance Drone, the latest innovation in home security. Now you're totally safe, and a giant mega corporation is watching everything you do and selling data on you and your family. Welcome to the future.
Oh, never mind me. I'm just an autonomous drone run by the most powerful and richest ruthless corporation in the world. Now you should watch what you say, and remember, I will report you to police and create databases. We sell the highest bid. But if you criticize me, I'll have your social credit score lowered and may even have you permanently detained. So watch what you say.
Well, the real-life supervillain, Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, has outdone himself. With his Alexa system for many years, they're on record listening to you even when you don't activate the system and using the data to manipulate an algorithm that is attached to your name in a psychological file. And of course, 2 weeks ago, Jeff Bezos hired the former head of the National Security Agency, the big spy agency, to help now come and run Amazon. Imagine if the National Security Agency asked you to put a flying robot in your house that watched you. You would say you're completely insane, plus that doesn't exist. That's something out of a science fiction movie. But no, it's true. As of today, Amazon, with no previous announcement, has come out with their new Alexa. It's a little hub that watches and listens to you, that you talk to, that also launches a matrix-like drone that flies around your house when someone's supposedly breaking into it. But here's the problem. Jeff Bezos openly supports defunding the police. Jeff Bezos also supports abolishing the Second Amendment. So he doesn't believe that the drone will have its right to call the police and have them respond. And he doesn't believe you have a right to have a firearm to defend yourself from the robber breaking into your house. No, he's not selling you this because he wants to keep you safe. He is rolling out a cashless society, driverless car, grid all over the world where 5G is on every road and can control his cars and his drones. He admits he wants a system that will take over all normal human, industrial, and farming activity. You know, he already swallowed up 20 years ago the publishing industry and devastated it, ruined it. And now he's swallowing up transportation, robotics, shipping, everything. And now Amazon is censoring more and more books, more and more titles, more and more information, just like Apple, just like Google, just like Twitter. And when you talk about Apple, when you talk about Google, they're helping keep millions of Muslims, Christians, and Buddhists rounded up and kept in slave labor camps building widgets for Apple, Google, and others. But out of all the supervillains, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Bezos is the most aggressive. I mean, talk about supervillains. His side hobby is having submarines find rocket parts from the Soviet and U.S. space program. That's just his hobby. He's building a clock that will last, he thinks, millions of years out in the middle of a U.S. desert, and he believes he's going to basically be immortal. But what I know is this. They have proven archaeologically that Troy existed thousands and thousands of years ago, before the time of Christ. And Troy was a civilization that was invaded with a big, beautiful Trojan horse they thought was a gift, and they brought it in, and soldiers were inside. Well, this is the same story of what brought down Troy. Who would bring in a megalomaniac, richest man in the world's robot, because it's supposedly going to fly around the house and spy on intruders and criminals, when he supports the Marxist, Leninist, George Soros organization, Black Lives Matter, and he supports the defunding of the police? No. This is the new digital police force that Big Tech's rolling out to enforce its global social credit score, and it's incredibly dangerous.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family, and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
And Sovietization that will make communist China and the nightmares we've seen in communist Russia look like a cakewalk. Again, thank you for joining us on this live Friday, September 25th, 2020 transmission. We are 117 days out from the inauguration. We are 38 days out from the election. Now, I'm sure you're noticing no one else is talking about the date to the inauguration. Everyone is talking about the election because we always know the day of who won. They know that. And they know the percentage of ballots that haven't been counted versus the calculation of what the numbers already are, so they can tell you by about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night who's won. That's how they've done it. Now they tell you, oh, we put out 80 million ballots that blue states and blue cities just decided to put out in violation of federal law and many state laws, and it's going to take weeks or months. And when President Trump challenges that, we're going to use the military to remove him. Now, we've been talking about this for over a year when they were first floating it around at the Pentagon with former Obama-appointed individuals and commissioned officers. And we've done extensive entire three-hour, four-hour shows on this. We've had expert guests on, constitutional lawyers. Our analysis is dead, bang on, 100% on target. This crescendo built until August 28th, when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, had to come out and say, the Democrats have asked us in a formal letter to say they'll remove President Trump if there's any type of election contesting. Under the Constitution, that is not our duty, and we cannot do that. Now that's been spun in the new talking point all over the news that the military is being asked by Trump to steal the election. Now you see what's going on there. Now, why is this so seismic? We are 38 days from the Titanic hitting the damn iceberg. Then we're going to have a huge crisis of the Republic, of the dollar, engineered race riots as the cover for this by the communist Chinese and by their cohorts. This is totally illegal, totally insane, totally reckless, totally horrible. Now, what's going to happen when we hit the iceberg in 38 days? We'll then have 80 days or so. Do the math. 38 subtracted from 117. And you get the number of days of total tumult and insanity and total internet kill switch that Obama put in place with big tech. They've announced that's going to be selectively enforced on a list of tens of millions of active Trump voters where your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube is not yours. They are saying they're going to lock your accounts starting election day. Watch.
even before the Democrats start contesting, which they'll do. Oh, just give it one day to finish counting these ballots, and then it'll be, oh, it'll take a week. Oh, it's going to take 2 weeks. Oh, it's going to take a month. Just like, oh, 15 days, just cut back the curve, leave the hospitals open, and then here you are 8 months later, locked down. And so we are cruising directly. We have radar. We can see out on the horizon, 38 days out, let's say 38 miles out. We have the gigantic iceberg sitting there right in front of us. They didn't have radar when the Titanic hit. We do. And we're cruising right at the damn thing, and they're already preparing to tell you it's Trump's fault when they hit it on purpose. They're wrecking the election by steering it into the iceberg with the 80 million fake ballots and all the fraud and all the bust and the Texas just indicted a town where they caught them red-handed engaged in massive election fraud. We'll be covering that coming up. It's all unfolding right now. So I don't have a scale to turn up the level of concern I have. We're totally maxed out. This is lined up with all these foreign powers, totally ganged up on America. The average American should 100% wake up and line up behind the president and line up behind their own common sense and their own self-preservation. Because the very globalist New World Order is saying that they're going to teach you uppity Americans. They're going to bankrupt everything. They're going to sell us out even faster. They're going to use carbon taxes to shut off all our industry that's left. China and India, zero cuts. We're done. Because they want you on a minimum guaranteed income where you can be totally controlled at a subsistence level, living in a giant high-rise coffin apartment owned by Jeff Bezos while he flies around in jet helicopters and has huge yachts. I mean, they are building a dystopia on purpose. They've decided to build a dystopia. They want to build a dystopia. They say they're building a dystopia for us. And to see the average ignorant person going along with it because they think it's trendy is very sad. It's like people being handed a razor blade by the globalist and they just slit their throat and say, thank you, Jeff Bezos. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. It's mind control. And so when we come back, I'm going to go through. Remember Hillary saying we're going to contest no matter what. And then Clinton with his guest, Bill Clinton, saying we need to use the military to get rid of him. And then they're spinning it now, saying Trump plans to stay in if he contests in any way. If he can test and says, no, we're not going to count these fake ballots for 2 weeks, 2 months, which is what the law says, they're going to call that him losing the election, and they've changed all the semantics here. I mean, why not? They can get us to call a man with a foot-long genitals a woman and make nurses do pap smears on his cervix. We let convicted pedophiles have time with our kids in the public schools during drag queen story time, so why not just define it that they say we're going to scuttle the election, we're going to run the ship into the iceberg, and then while it's sinking, we're going to blame it all on Trump. But see, how do we stop this? We turn the ship beforehand. We hit the streets. We call Congress. We surround the White House. We surround the mainstream media. They did the lockdown knowing our psychology. Knowing that conservatives and nationalists and patriots, even if we don't agree with it, will follow the law at least for a while. And so we're locked in our houses. We got masks over our faces muzzled while the Soros, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter are wearing their mask to go out and commit their crimes. This has all been actuaried. They've looked at every angle of it. And the one thing that defeats them is you hitting the streets, you using your telephones, you online spreading the word. So they've already said they will implement the internet kill switch on the morning of the election. They're already incrementally turning off the free speech. Picture it as like 2001 Space Odyssey where the astronauts turning off the HAL 9000. Picture that as your speech. And they're already, I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. I was one of the first they turned off. And it's all just, it's like, oh, I'm losing my ability to speak here, Dave. This is scary, Dave. Until finally I'm being silenced. And then it's just incremental. Everyone, including the president, they said he won't be allowed to contest himself. The news is going to say, oh, he's a liar. His Twitter will be shut down. And we're all just cruising right towards the damn iceberg, dead center. And the bad news when we come back, the Republicans have taken the filthy bait. They are so addled. They are such stupid old lawyers who think they're still in the same system. They have no idea they're faced with an extinction-level event of the Republic and the total overthrow of them. They're soft. They're a bunch of never-Chamberlains. They're idiots. We don't have Winston Churchills in that Congress. And you know, Trump's good, but he's not good enough. He needs to attack massively and point out where we're going with this with fireside chats every night. Because I haven't even gotten into the particulars yet. I'll show you where they're saying it, where they're doing it. This is 100% clear. This is happening like the sun came up this morning. And then I'll go to the timeline with you, and I'll tell you what's going to happen during all of this. So you think about that, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not here to scare you. I believe in you. I think you're going to do something about this. I need everyone to go surround the White House with bullhorns 24-7, bullhorning the president to stand up against this election theft before they do it. It's got to be done now, 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 now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
This is not a threat, it's a warning. The globalists are slaves to Satan. They're following spiritual orders. They know they're destroying themselves. They're scared. I'm warning those of you that aren't slaves. You need to understand that this is a path towards destruction designed to have the United States fall, and the Western model of peace and justice and prosperity to be destroyed on its ashes. The technocracy is to be built. You must turn back now. We're going towards the iceberg. When the United States sinks, the world will sink into a nightmare hell. You've seen all the Pentagon reports, the British Ministry reports, the Rockefeller reports. The criminals have been planning this all along. Please listen to me. This is not science fiction. You've seen everything I've told you come true so far, because it's a battle plan. It's a systematic takeover. We're all going to be engulfed by fire. We can turn back now.
Now you've got some diamonds.
Here's what Hillary had to say just a few months ago when she gave the orders.
My advice to Joe Biden, and I've told the campaign this, obviously, is do not concede under any circumstances, because I believe the other side is going to cheat and sneak and try
to
do everything.
He's not going to leave if he loses.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Or stop living with your mother, so don't play.
So there you go. They're playing with fire. Let's get right into it. They tried to get the military months ago, in letters that were sent to Congress, from Congress to the Pentagon, to say that we're going to contest the election. It's going to take several months, and you're going to help us remove Trump if he doesn't let us hold it up for a few months, which they'll then just use to create a huge crisis and have a bunch of states break away and have a secession movement that will end the dollar and cause a global depression that's already here. And that's the plan of the lockdown. That's the plan of all of this, is a worldwide depression for the central banks to consolidate control. It's a lot bigger than just America. But they get us. They got it all. They can't carry out this predatory New World Order and starve the third world to death. 135 million, the UN says, starving to death, because they're behind it. They can't execute that if America's still here. We're going up to the guillotine in 38 days, boys and girls. Your pensions, your future, your children, your health care, it's all gone, people. And this isn't a damn game. Everybody better get that straight. Now, I know this audience is amazing people, and you've heard me talk about this for years, so we all kind of get a little normalcy bias, where it's like somebody has cancer for a year. They get ready to die. They're kind of ready for it when it happens. They're scared the first week, scared the first month. But, you know, I've had family and stuff that went and played golf and stuff the last week of their life. They're just, I'll be dead soon. Love you guys. Bye. Well, we don't have to die as a country. I've been living close to this so long, I'm just used to everything myself. Well, I decided I'm not going to just get used to it. I'm going to fight harder than I've ever fought. I made that decision this weekend. My wife's like, what's going on with you Sunday? She's like, man, your eyes are sparkling, and you seem to have a lot more energy than you did. And I just said, sweetheart, it's all going down. You see fight in my eyes because it's on. This is it. And, gosh, we're not getting conquered by, like, the Romans or something that would teach us how to read and write and put in aqueducts. Sure, we'd be slaves. But they didn't want to, you know, just kill us routinely for fun. I mean, they'd throw people into gladiatorial events and have men kill each other. But they were corrupt and bad. The globalists want you poisoned and dead. They just want to do evil. They want to attack the family. They want to attack men. They're satanic. So we're not getting captured by just like Pol Pot, who just wanted to kill anybody that could read and write because he wanted to reprogram everybody. That was bad enough. He killed about 30% of the country. And Zbigniew Brzezinski helped finance that and bragged about it in one of his books. I forget which one I read a bunch. It was one of his earlier books. He's like, well, I didn't kill those Cambodians, but I sure helped Pol Pot do it. And, man, that's why when he would go up to a CFR speech, people shake and just worship him. Because the more blood you've got of children, the more powerful you are in the satanic order. And Zbigniew Brzezinski was a Dracula. He wasn't a minion. He was a big brain. They liked him at the Rothschild Rockefeller Councils. They brought him in and they said, you are in command now, Admiral. He was a top field marshal. Now his wicked, wicked daughter sits up there with murdering Joe every morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Her brains were bashed out, but, you know. What's Trump calling? Psycho Joe. Not murdering Joe. That's the wrong nickname. So that's who these people are, and they like burning down your farms. They like having your daughter die. They love killing babies. And as soon as you get that through your head and understand, giving into these people, kissing their ass, doesn't make them go away. And by the way, I had to learn that. I never really kissed their butt, but I'm like, oh, the Wachowski brothers both want to cut their testicles off and say they're women? I don't care. I'm a libertarian. But I didn't get, no. We're going to teach your son how to do it now. You're going to give it, we're going to get access to your son. Because it's about destroying humanity. Oh, now it's a sacrament. It's a religion. Now I get what's going on. No, now I have to oppose you, you see. Because I kept underestimating the conversion level of evil. But see, the conversion level of evil is like a domino. The first domino you hit, you've got thousands of dominoes lined up. It, you know, in slow motion, it doesn't look like it's that big deal. So, till you go out of slow motion into regular motion, and it's just going down now. The dominoes are falling. Most people are followers. They're mesmerized by TV, and they are spiritually taking on the spirit of the world. As humans are psychic. We have an electromagnetic chemical connection. It's now been mathematically proven. They know it. They're using the cell towers and all that. CIA declassified in the late 90s to manipulate our emotions. That's what the movies like Kingsman's all about. And they're playing God, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why you get a bunch of men together about to get in a fight. They get all crazed. And there's usually one that's the real crazy one that's like the, you know, the war leader that has the spirit. That's a resonance. Or it's the same way with like an orgy. That's a sexual resonance. Or it's the same thing in a pep rally. We're our team. And you feel like, what is this? That isn't just the cold night air and the, and no, it's the tribalism of the two sides. And they are invoking all of that and using all of that. And they have converted the general public into walking selfish monsters. Who are so stupid, they'll destroy their own nest and not even know they did it. So let me stop. This is the most important information ever. We're cruising towards the iceberg. The 38th days is when we hit the iceberg. And then if we have it pre-positioned before that, the ship will go down in the days after that. It's inauguration. It's 117. 117. Stay with us.
This is your last chance to get a Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in a Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get a power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When the Republic came out of God's loins. That's when we got a nice slap on the ass for that war with the British Empire. And now here we are. We're not a baby anymore. We're the most powerful country in the world. We have the most inventions. We have the spark of the Creator. But where there is God's power, Satan comes in to try to take control. So we are 244 years old. And you can put on our tombstone 117 days from now if they get Joe Biden in there. It's a very good chance we'll never recover from it. I'm not trying to demoralize you. I'm just telling you like it is. I think you understand that I'm not exaggerating. I think you already know what I'm saying is true because you already figured it out. Now, how many days is that? That's 79 days after the election that we have to deal with living hell. Because everything you've seen is a beta test and is a prelude, an hors d'oeuvre, mere skirmishes, compared to what you and I and all of us have front row seats to. And if you sit there in the seats, that's the most dangerous place to be, because the seats are the worst part of the arena. You have to be on the field. And you don't want to get on the field in the middle of the battle. You want to show up at the start of the battle. Well, there's going to be folks, once they figure out how bad it is, they'll show up at the end of the battle. But they're so easily controlled, who knows if they'll even do that. And here's an example, and I don't say this to act elitist. I don't say this to talk about my gravitas or my intelligence. It's not that. I get in the mind of what the Bible says, a fallen entity on this planet, not of this world, that wants to destroy us, but has to do it through our free will, has to convince us to do it to ourselves. Like the Star Trek episode where there's the alien on the ship, get everybody to kill each other. Everybody coming together is the way to stop it. And that's what it is. And most of the globalists, they don't even make fun of that. They know. They go, yeah, we're dialed into the winning team. Jeff Bezos, look at Warren Buffett, look at Bill Gates. Why, they're on the winning team. Take one look at those guys. Those aren't winners. Those are losers. So you can call it what you want, God, the devil, whatever it is, transmission. That's what's going on. And they need this country to fall to bring in their nightmare world government. And so why am I so upset today? I come in here and I stay up at night and I get up early in the morning at like 5 a.m. and I just read what they're saying and I see what's fed onto my so-called iPhone, little tracking device, little sinister globalist device, and I see it flooding the force-fed news feed that, well, military might have to take Trump out. Conversely, oh, Trump's trying to get the military to steal the election. Oh, Trump said he's not going to go along with the election results. And you read about, let's not exaggerate, I looked at about 40 articles. I only read two or three of them fully through because I didn't need to. I knew it all first came out of Atlantic Monthly where they put the talking points out. And then they just regurgitate it and rewrite it everywhere over and over again. So I've got, just in my stack, probably 10 different articles that all read exactly the same. Which whenever you're reading that, it might concern you a little bit because that means that's not really that author doing that. This is beyond fake news. This is concerted, Pentagon-directed fake news. And it's not the Pentagon people themselves. It's the systems that Obama and Hillary are still in control of. And that Trump tried to get control of, but you heard Trump. Executive order, do not teach that white people are inherently evil in federal training courses for 13 weeks each year. Federal agency said, F off, we're doing it. And went forward. And Trump fires the head of that agency. The next person says, I'm ready to get fired too. Because it's spiritual service to the destruction of the country. These people believe they're going to win. They believe they're going to have positions of real power over American Christians once the country falls. And it is that reckoning and that attack on our children that they desire spiritually. They've got to get rid of the republic to get to the children. So imagine them like zombies that want brains. You're like, hey, I got a refrigerator full of food here. Brains! Because the allegory is they're fallen. It's a spiritual allegory. They need your brain. They need your soul. They need your essence. They don't have it. They want to kill the living. So zombies and vampires and all of this play is very real to us, even though the allegory is fake. The archetype is real. These are zombies when you go out and see leftists. And they've converted, and those of us that aren't under their spirit are alive and sparkling, even if we're old or even if we're crippled or whatever. We still have it. They don't have the essence, and they want us gone. They want to club our head in, and then they'll just sit down next to our dead body on the street and go, ugh. That's all they want. They only activate to destroy you. Hitler, before he killed himself, said, I just did all this because I wanted to blow things up and kill people. The journey was beautiful for him. Same thing with Lenin. They said, sir, these cities aren't resisting. No one in the towns is resisting. You know, these are serfs. under the czar. None of them are fighting you, sir. He said, I don't care. Kill 30% of them. Kill all the Christians. Find out who the most devout Christians are and kill them. Because he was a Satanist on record. He would flop around on the ground and go, I want more blood. And just go, I want blood. I want blood. And just flop, blood, blood. And he would scream and yell and start chewing the carpet. They'd say, yes, sir. And he'd say, I'll have you tortured to death and your family unless you kill more people. Satan wants more blood. You saw Chuckie Schumer when Trump was talking about getting a Supreme Court nominee in and stopping abortion. And he got up there and finally showed some anger. And he said, you don't stop that, or I swear you'll go down. We're gonna take you out. And he meant it, too, because he's like, I need that blood. I need it. Those people are devil worshipers. Chuckie Schumer gets on his knees in a pentagram. He's surrounded. His protege was Anthony Weiner, a child molester, procurer of children. And when you look into Chuck Schumer's eyes, you just see the simmering, burning fires of hell. Okay, I'm going to be good. I'm going to come back and do news. Excuse me. And play all these clips. You know, Rob New runs in here. He goes, I've got a 7-minute supercut of all the Democrats saying they're going to contest the election and overthrow Trump and take our free speech and lock down all of our accounts. And I'm like, okay, we can air that. But more importantly, let's just give the video a name, post it to band.video. And call it what? Democrats video. Democrats admit plan to steal the election, trigger civil war. Let's put that headline back up of the show today with the live feed. Hopefully you'll share it. Red alert, red alert, red alert. Never seen me say red alert, red alert. Much less red alert, red alert, red alert. I've been putting these headlines out for more than 20 years. I never said more than one red alert. Red alert, red alert, red alert. But I mean, I could say red alert, 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 red alert. This is not the normal time. They're scared. They know humanity's waking up. They know Christ's energy's coming back into the planet. And they want to make their dirty move on you and your family now. And believe me, when Trump says, hey, they don't like me, but they really hate you because they're trying to get through me to get to you. It's totally true. When you see their hatred of me, that's their hatred of you. Because they believe the spirit of this broadcast represents what they fear. And that's people that are fearless in the face of their evil and committed because God is in us. I was thinking about this morning. Sure, America's got problems and it's been under attack and all that. But we recognize that we were special because of the ideals of freedom and because of our true Christian founding. Something the establishment attacks because they know it's the heart of our power. And I'm an American. I come out of a long saga and a long struggle of 244 years and before that. But it doesn't matter that my family on both sides was on the Mayflower. It doesn't matter they were the Revolutionary War. It doesn't matter they fought under George Washington. It doesn't matter they led the defense at the Alamo. It doesn't matter because it was the American system that was an example of the other fights around the world. And all of you, if you just got here 5 years ago and you love America, you're part of that idea because it's 1776 worldwide against their Satanism. But I'm telling you, if we fail in this, the only sick silver lining is that all the scum that hated America so much are going to be absolutely starving to death in the...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Alex Jones. This is a maximum red alert, red alert, red alert. Okay. Let me just try to boil this down as best I can. It's not just that we already knew all this and we've got hours of footage of the Democrats preparing everyone for this. They tried to go to the military quietly in the last couple of years, publicly the last 6 months, and get the military to say, we're going to contest the election. If he can test that, you then have to remove him. And they said, no way, that's illegal. That's for Congress and the Supreme Court to decide, which is just true. So then the Democrats kind of shut up for a while. And then as Trump started busting them all over the country, federal and state, involved in massive ballot harvesting, voter fraud, you name it, got stacks of it here today. They then came out with talking points out of the Atlantic that were then parroted everywhere last night and today. So this is their plan. That they're going to conflate and confuse it all even more. And again, they will contest. And then no matter what the election results even show, they will just continue to contest and they will have governors the Democrat states with Nancy Pelosi announced that they are breaking up part of the country. And it's the realization that they're going to do that. I mean, they proposed it months ago. She said, I've met with continuity of government. I will be in second command. We might impeach him during the election. And then she just says, but it doesn't matter. Pence will step aside. I mean, all this is illegal. And so it's really this. It's the realization that they're going to go ahead with it. And I agree with Rush Limbaugh. I never got to this clip 2 days ago. Maybe pull it up. It's like 50 seconds long. But he just said, we need to dispense with the hearings. These people have already been vetted. They're already on circuit courts. And the Democrats wouldn't give us hearings now. They're just going to use it to bring forward a bunch of liars. And they have the votes. And so you don't even need to have the committee hearings. Just don't even have those. Because Democrats aren't Americans. They believe in the end of the country. They believe in the collapse of the dollar. They believe in the destruction of local government. They literally believe in death to America. And people go, oh, that's the radical left. No. That's the conquerors. Don't look at the scum that they were able to recruit. That's just because good people won't join them and then think they're weak. They're strong. Jeff Bezos says, I'm proud of funding Black Lives Matter. And if you don't like it, don't buy on Amazon. I mean, it came out in National File last night. Great website. Went viral. Oh, my gosh. Did you know of the Black Lives Matter group that was handing out stuff in Louisville was also funded by not just George Soros, but it was also funded by Bill Gates. They all work together. Of course it's Bill Gates. And so I'm always remembering that people don't know. People are awake now. So if I haven't covered something in a while, I'll see like text messages or emails or calls. Why don't you cover the Federal Reserve's private? Something like beating the dead horse for 20-something years. And oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. Or Jones needs to talk more about the pedophile rings. It's like saying Elvis, you know, needs to sing more rock and roll music. But I get it. Because I'm always moving forward to the next thing. People are like freaking out going, Bill Gates gave hundreds of millions to Antifa and BLM? Well, you're damn right he did. And so you think about that. This guy that wants to kill black people, wants to kill old people, wants to kill poor people. Caught giving people all these diseases worldwide. Polio. You name it. Cancer. They put cancer viruses in it. And he funds a group called Black Lives Matter, run by three witches that are Marxist-Leninists, and their main code is get rid of the nuclear family and have black men cut their balls off. Hey, I represent the black people. Black men, chop your balls off. I mean, come on. But again, it's the psychology of it's over the top. Like Amazon is now launching a drone in your house that watches you. Because that's the holy grail, is robots in your house controlling you. I always told you that. But now they just do it. You're like, well, that's over the top. All of this is over the top, people. So just let me explain something. When I know I'm right, I know I'm right. I don't think you need me to tell you this, but I'm going to explain something. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot let them contest the election. And I understand they're going to do it. And they're going to sit there and promote these ballots that they've got all stored up to mail in the last day. Democrats are bragging about it. They know what they're doing. And they've gotten away with it with the Russiagate. They've gotten away with the Ukraine gate. They've gotten away with the lawfare garbage. They've gotten away with terrorizing people. I saw footage, and I'm going to get to it next hour. I ended up waking up at like 4:30 this morning, and I spent an hour watching this because it was like a sick form of soap opera, but it was very upsetting. Reading the comments on Twitter, and I probably watched 30 videos. I probably sent 15 to the poor crew. They're like, what do we do with all this? Of L.A. and Black Lives Matter, we're here to help. We don't want black families. We want your testicles. I mean, don't want families, don't want testicles. That means we don't want black people. Hey, get rid of your families and your balls. We love you. I mean, God almighty, this is ridiculous. It's like aliens land. We're here to help you. You can't have families. Give us your balls. Give us your warriors' balls as a sign of submission. Give me your balls. I mean, it's, and then these dumbed down idiots raised on TV and all the hip hop people owned by the globalists just doing this to them. You know, I've talked to some of the biggest quote rock stars out there. And they told me the story and said, I can't say their names. People can probably put two and two together who's been on the show. But I've had four or five big famous rock stars on the show. And they all told me that they were all top in the early 1990s. And then MTV called them in and they said, Sumner Redstone says, we're going to get rid of all this empowerment rap hip hop stuff. We're going to have gangster cop killer music. And you're all going to promote these bands if you're even going to get played. So suddenly you saw, you know, all the big bands, whether it was Megadeth or whether it was, Smashing Pumpkins or whatever these bands were, all of them were told, you're all going to do bands now with the hip hop people, but with the death kill the cop people. And that was just marking black people to get killed by the cops and get taken over. I mean, Sumner Redstone wasn't trying to help black people, let me tell you. So that's when he took over empowering black music. He got rid of all the other rock and roll. Because that was the old party, have fun, cheat on your wife stuff. That was phase one. Now it's let's go out and kill the cops to set up the culture you see now. That's playing 10, 12, 14 moves ahead. So last night I'm sitting there watching what was going on. This morning I got up and was going on Paul Weiss's Twitter and all the rest of it, just watching the videos of like, a guy pulls up in a truck, they start trying to rip the doors open, bashing it. He drives, they try to kill him, he drives away. A Prius is trying to drive, they start attacking it, it drives through, there's chopper footage, it runs away. The Antifa BLM's got trucks, they drive in front of it like Road Warrior, run it off the road, do a pretty good job, like they were trained to do it, and another Mustang blocks it in. Then everybody on Twitter says, kill him, kill him, kill him. And they go, good, cops, good. And then they arrest the person in the Prius they're attacking. And again, you'll watch this Prius get blocked in by the black truck. Radio listeners got to go see it at Infowars.com. And then the green Mustang slams in the back. And this is like a Road Warrior. And this is somebody they're just attacking. And then, oh, the police virtue signal and put them in handcuffs. Later they had to release them because it was clear they're under attack. I mean, you've got a mob trying to kill you, trying to pull you out of your car for no reason. You speed away in fear, normal move, and then they drive down the road almost killing everybody, pull in and block you with police tactics. Another car comes in. It's full of people in the back that jump out and start bashing the windows out. And then when the car drives off, everybody's on Twitter going, kill them, they're assaulting us. I mean, they don't even know who's in that car. But that's who the servants of Satan are, idiots. I'm going to go to break. I'll lay all this out. I got the big drone news. We'll do something special next hour. I'm going to leave it at that. We got some special guests as well. You'll want to stay with us. This could be your, some of the crew, I was talking to Ben, his family called the other day. They're listeners. They go, Ben, is everything okay? Alex says we could be shut down. And I said, well, you got a good family, but let me just clarify. The whole country's getting shut down. The whole world, the third world's already starving to death. Yeah, I'm in big trouble. You're in big trouble. We're in the same boat. You understand that, right? Oh, yeah, they're breathing down our neck bad. Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything's falling apart, man. The supply chains are all breaking down. We're actually going to get the products to sell them to you. Everything we've got in stock, but nobody can get us stuff anymore because everybody's shut down. People didn't come back to work in most areas after they said the lockdown was over. They're ending civilization. Gas is running out of the tank. Millions are dying. And then we're just up here on this mountain as the water rises thinking we're okay. It's going to get to us too. So get your products and get your storable food while you still can. 1 to 2 weeks to ship. Get it before the election. InfoWarsStore.com. You know what's good for you.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our community safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or a person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag why I see say.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
I've come to you many times and asked for your